Good morning and welcome to another edition of Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber radio studio located on the lower level of our offices at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. And today we begin by giving a shout out to our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting. And JB and I collectively want to thank our longtime program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Listeners, I am delighted to bring you a first-time guest this morning, Mr. Richard Coons, who serves as the president of the board of directors of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Richard, delighted to have you in studio, and welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good morning to you.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the symphony and your new role. You recently succeeded Juliet Everest, who was the very well-recognized leader of the Sioux City Symphony during some very challenging times, which included COVID. So Juliet recently completed an extended tenure as the president of your board of directors. You've got some very big shoes to fill, and we'll talk about that over the course of the program. But as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by introducing our guest to our Powell Broadcasting and KSEJ listening audience. And we often start with this question. Tell us about where you grew up.
I'm happy to. And interestingly, one of the things that Juliet and I have in common is that we are both natives of North Dakota.
So I did not know that.
So yes, the symphony has now two people in a row from that great state.
Now, where are you from? And you know, Bruce Miller is a North Dakotan too.
I do, and he went to my alma mater. We both graduated from the same college, from Morehead State University in Morehead, Minnesota.
Okay, very good. And what town did you grow up in North Dakota?
It's called Oaks, O-A-K-E-S, in the southeastern corner. It's about 70 miles north of Aberdeen, if that helps.
Okay, and how big a community is Oaks, North Dakota?
It is very similar, I would say, to Elk Point, somewhere in the high 1800s, that kind of thing in terms of population.
So a rural community. Did you grow up in town or did you grow up on a farm?
Yeah, I was a town kid, So did not have any farming background.
So one of how many siblings? How many in the family?
One of four. I have three older sisters, and so we often kid in the family about them being older than me, being the only boy. I'm named after my maternal grandfather, born on my mother's birthday. So you can tell, golden child kind of thing, sure.
Oh, so your sisters think you were spoiled rotten, don't they?
No question.
Yes, of course. And tell us about growing up in Oaks, North Dakota. Tell us about grade school. What kind of activities and sports were you involved in?
Sure. Oaks is one of those communities where kind of everybody knows everything about you. And that's really a two-edged sword because it was very helpful. You knew kind of people had your back. And on the other hand, if you got in trouble anywhere, it would make its way back to Oaks and there was no hiding it. And so, but tremendous place to grow up. I had some relatives there, so I had aunts and uncles and cousins in town that all went to the same high school and so forth. And so I guess I'm very pleased to have had that opportunity to grow up in rural North Dakota.
Yeah, somewhat of a Norman Rockwell upbringing, I would imagine.
There, a lot of that. And then we had a local celebrity, so to speak, a guy named Phil Hansen played for the Buffalo Bills during their big Super Bowl years back in the early 90s. So it's not like you can't make it from rural North Dakota, but it is a very interesting way to grow up.
Well, the wonderful thing about the United States is if you're talented and hardworking, regardless of the field of endeavor, the right people will find you.
Yeah,
and certainly the case with
totally
the Buffalo
agree.
Bills.
Yep, I agree.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. We're visiting this morning with the new president of the board of directors of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Mr. Richard Coons. And Richard, tell us about your grade school experience. Were you an athlete? Were you an academic? Were you involved in music, drama, theater?
A little bit of everything. In terms of athletics, you just kind of played what was in season. And so it was basketball, baseball, football. My football career was very abbreviated because I realized that I had neither the temperament nor the body to really hit or get hit. So that was pretty short, but played a lot of baseball. They had Legion baseball in town and took that and played a year in college. That was the sport that I was best at and had the most interest in, but really enjoyed the academic side of it as well. We had teachers that would push us and provide opportunities for growth academically, and that served me very well.
Were you a good student?
I would say so. I finished third in my class. Now, it wasn't a huge class. It was only 77 kids, but...
Well, that's pretty solid.
I did okay.
Yeah, by my math, that's the top 5%, so that's pretty doggone good. And then you chose Morehead State University. How come?
My classmates wanted to go to, say, North Dakota State and University of North Dakota. Those are the big draws. I wanted something a little bit different. They also had a very strong business program at Morehead State at that point, and I'm sure they still do. And so that was an attraction for me as well, where I tended to think of, something like a North Dakota State being more agriculturally focused and so forth. So Morehead State was a good fit for me.
And was baseball an attraction as well?
Kind of. I played a year there, but then found that I was a pitcher primarily, and I was primarily pitching batting practice to our opponents, and so I knew that wasn't going to be a long-term fill for me. So I started to focus on academics, and actually spent my junior year at the University of South Florida on a student exchange program. So the interesting thing about that is they had to find someone from Florida that spent a year in Morehead, Minnesota. And I would love to have been a fly on the wall and talked to that person and say, how did it go?
Right. So, how did you trade your climate for North Dakota and Minnesota's climate?
Right, exactly.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Were you a business major?
Yes. Ended up with a BA in business administration.
And after graduating from college, what came next in your progression?
I graduated in the fall of 1982 and entered an economy that was pretty tough in that area. So ended up having a job at KB Toy and Hobby at West Acres Mall in Fargo, North Dakota. And I don't know if many people remember at this point KB, because they've kind of gone out of fashion and closed a lot of their stores over these last several years. But it was a great place to get my feet wet, work with some good people there in Fargo. And my kids still give me a little bit of trouble in that. Say, Dad, you actually got paid to play with toys and you quit? You know, what is up with that?
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like the classic movie with Tom Hanks, Big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what came after KB Toys and Hobbies?
Well, actually, KB got me an opportunity to move to the San Francisco Bay Area because they were opening stores in that area, and they needed some managers to head out. So I went out grabbed the car and drove out with my dad, who helped me move out there, and started working in the San Mateo area to begin with. And when I was there, the woman that I had dated in college, we ended up getting married, and we spent a couple of years in the Bay Area, and then decided, as we wanted to think about a family, we decided to try to move back to this area of the country, and got that done in 1985.
And that opportunity came with?
Security National Bank.
And you've been there how long now?
As of November 4th, which we just passed, was 40 years.
That's outstanding. And one of the things you notice about the team at Security National Bank, the longevity of the employees is simply second to none. You know, whether it's you, whether it's David Holub, whether it's Rich Waller, Doug Rice, Jeremy Craighead, there is certainly a remarkable track record at that institution for retaining people.
Yeah, we have an awards banquet every spring. And I remember being a new employee and looking at people that were getting 15, 20, 25-year service awards and thinking, you know, holy smokes, that is quite a number to post. And now here I am all these years later, and it has gone very fast.
Well, it's certainly something that your institution and organization should be very proud of. And Richard, in the minute and a half that we have before we go to break, tell me a little bit about your family. You mentioned your wife.
Yes. My wife, Pam, worked for Artisan Press here in town. It's Scott Keel's company, and she put 36 years in there and recently retired. We have two grown children. Our older son, Aaron, is an associate professor at the medical school in Iowa City. And so he actually teaches half-time, and then he's in clinic half-time. And our younger son, James, is the band director at Okoboji High School in Milford.
It's wonderful. And how many years of marriage did you say?
We're at 42 plus.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Richard Koons. Richard is an executive with Security National Bank. He's also the new president of the board of directors of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Folks, they have a performance this evening at the Sioux City Orpheum Theater. We're going to talk about that after a short commercial break. It is a brand new concert platform, an immersive experience for all of your senses. And we're going to visit with Richard in just a moment after we bring you a short commercial message from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now, celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Again, very delighted that you've decided to spend part of your day with Grow Siouxland. And we're focused on quality of life today. Our guest is Mr. Richard Koons, an executive with Security National Bank. And one of his passions outside of his professional obligations at that financial institution where he has been for four decades now is the Sioux City Symphony, where he was recently named the new president of the board of directors of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. He succeeds longtime president of the board, Juliet Everest, who I think did an exceptional job. And we might agree under very difficult circumstances with COVID and leading the organization through that very challenging time. And Richard, just before the break, we were talking about there's a performance of the Sioux City Symphony tonight at the Orpheum. And there's a few questions about what this is, and that's by design. Tell us what you can tell us about tonight's symphony.
Happy to. There isn't a lot to tell, which, like you said, is by design. Ryan Haskins has put together a very interesting slate of concerts for this entire year, and that is especially true about tonight, where we're talking about, it's called For the Senses, and so it'll be very immersive in terms of all five of our senses, and he has pretty much just left it at that. It's one of those things you need to show up for and experience in order to get the total experience. So
this is very intriguing when you think about the five senses, because I think we most identify with hearing, obviously a symphony, music, performance. But in this particular case, we're going to add the other four senses, which is certainly something that we've never seen before. Most of us have never heard about this. And so I want to encourage people, if you don't have your tickets yet, it's not too late. Tonight's performance of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra at the Orpheum Theater in the heart of downtown Sioux City. If you don't have your tickets, you still have a chance, so hustle up. And Richard, I do want to transition to the balance of the season, because this is very early in the season. There are a lot of exciting things lined up for even after this evening. We go right into the holidays, and I know you have a holiday concert on the horizon.
Yeah, we sure do. Actually, a couple things in December are worth noting. There's a Nutcracker on December 3rd, and then Home for the Holidays on December 14th. And so kind of the same thing. They tend to be big, some of our bigger draws each and every year, although we don't have the Nutcracker, obviously, every year. But the talent that comes to Sioux City to perform with our symphony is just top-notch.
Well, as I talk about in my capacity as an economic development professional responsible for selling our community, one of the key selling points is the Sioux City Symphony and also the Orpheum Theater. So thank you for that. Keep up the good work. And again, Tonight, there is a concert, an immersive experience for the five senses. And then December 3rd, the Nutcracker, December 14th, Home for the Holidays, which is always a cherished favorite to help get into the holiday spirit. But that's just scratching the surface as we go into the new year.
Yeah, indeed. Take January off, but then on February 7th, the title of the concert is For the Love of Shakespeare. And then doing a very interesting switch on March 21st is Bugs Bunny and the Symphony. And so this is kind of our movie of the year. I didn't have any idea that there were that many episodes of Bugs Bunny having to do with music. And so I think that will be incredibly intriguing. And then on April 18th is, to wrap up the season, is our gala called A Hero's Life. And Juliet has been very instrumental in coming up with the concept for this in terms of who have been the heroes of the symphony over these past 110 years. And so that will be very rewarding to have a chance to give credit to those over the years who have been so instrumental in the development and success of the Sioux City Symphony.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today, Mr. Richard Koons, who is the new president of the board of directors of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. And Richard, I want to go back a little bit and talk about how you initially became involved with the symphony.
Yeah, happy to, Chris. The Security National Bank's had a long history with the symphony. We've had a couple, three employees that have been presidents in the past and have been longtime supporters. And so there has been a relatively steady presence. And the man that was my boss before he retired, Joe Twidwell, was on the board, but looking to eventually transition out of that role. And so he asked me to get involved, and this is my fourth year now.
And I realize that there's an awful lot that goes on behind the scenes with the Sioux City Symphony. And it starts with, obviously, the leadership. We mentioned Juliet. We mentioned the new role and responsibility that you have. But your music director, Ryan Haskins, is really second to none. Talk about how important he is to the organization.
Oh, it almost can't be overstated. And if you have a chance to listen to Ryan, either if it's in his pre-concert talk or you catch him out and about, he speaks with such passion about the Sioux City Symphony, what he has helped build here in his tenure, which is getting to be very extraordinary, and we are just so lucky to have him. He's got an encyclopedic knowledge about music, and the programming that he has put together, again, is just really top-notch, and it's something you don't tend to see in a city our size. For example, the symphony has such talent that they have, in fact, done a full opera last year with Carmen. That's really extraordinary.
Well, and a tip of the cap to Ryan and to the entire team, because I think they have done an exceptional job diversifying the format. Most people associate the symphony with classical music and the great composers, Beethoven, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, the list goes on. But the Sioux City Symphony, over the last 5 or 10 years, diversifying into covering musical scores for movie soundtracks. I've seen The Godfather and Star Wars and Harry Potter and Disney's Fantasia, to name but a few. And now you're bringing Bugs Bunny this season. Those have been extraordinary and great fun. The Gladiator, I think, was one of them as well. Mm-hmm. Then you mix that with the rock concerts, the tributes to the great bands. That has been a wonderful and welcome addition as well. How is that process? How do you choose what you're going to do every year? Or is that really something that Ryan comes up with on his own?
Ryan is obviously very instrumental with that. We're fortunate to have David Gross as our executive director, he's got such a depth of experience, both as a performing musician and then in administration. And he brings to the field contacts in the industry that have been really helpful in terms of Ryan helping to put the season together.
So let's talk about Doug and Ryan working together. They're full-time employees.
David, excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. David. Doug is another friend of mine with the same last name. David and Ryan have been working together now for a number of years, and they do kind of have a Wonder Twin Powers Activate relationship because things have gone really, really well for the Sioux City Symphony.
And it's fun to talk to them because they both come with these really interesting ideas, and there's a creative tension between them often. It's not like they agree all the time, but at the end of the day, they come to an agreement and find ways to help the symphony succeed.
Well, and the Siouxland Chamber, the Siouxland Initiative, and the Siouxland Chamber Foundation continue to be a community sponsor of the Sioux City Symphony again for this season. We're proud to do that because we recognize what a significant factor they are in contributing to quality of life in the community. We were delighted 2 years ago to partner with the symphony to bring John Andrazek and Pfeiffer Fighting back to keynote our Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. First time that we've ever done something like that where we had a keynote that was also a concert performance. But John Andrazek, just a delightful individual, and Ryan Haskins put that together, and we couldn't have been more pleased.
Well, and you think of the talent we've seen already this year with Ben Folds coming to town, and then Time for Three to help kick off our season, and it just continues. And so, yeah, a tip of the cap to Ryan and all that he's done, and that has come with drawing talent to the symphony itself. It all revolves around our musicians, and there is no finer group in this area of the country, that's for sure. And people come in to play with the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, a lot having to do with Ryan and what he brings to the table, in addition to the quality of music and the depth of experience here.
Yeah, and what a tremendous asset those musicians are. Folks, I can't tell you with enough emphasis how extraordinary our Sioux City Symphony is. There is a performance this evening. Make sure you get there. And Richard, in the final 60 seconds that we have together this morning, tell us a little bit about your vision and what you hope to accomplish in your capacity as the president of the board of directors.
Well, I appreciate that question, Chris. And trying to think strategically here, what I want to do is leverage the talent that we have on our board. We've got some wonderful people that are serving on our various committees. Our chairs are doing an excellent job at getting things really jump-started under my administration. I can't say enough about how I appreciate their help. And it's that old saying about it takes a village. It really does with the symphony. And you mentioned it earlier. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes. I have learned so much in these past few months and have a lot more to learn. And the way for me to do that is to piggyback off the experience of the folks that are on the team with me.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest this morning is Richard Coons, the new president of the board of directors of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Richard, thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us.
I'm happy to do so. Thanks for the invitation, Chris.
And good luck this evening with the performance and for the balance of your season. The 2025-2026 season is underway. Folks, that's it for this morning's program. I hope there's an opportunity to get some leaves raked and watch a little bit of college football. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. Make it a great day.